And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Monday, May 23rd. I believe that it is my brother-in-law John's birthday. So happy birthday, John. He is a listener, so there is that. And happy birthday to anyone else celebrating today. Happy Monday to the rest of us. And we are here trying to take the mystery out of your financial life. Maybe we even are going to give you a little bit of entertainment on the side, some humor. You know, Mark, I know you don't listen to the program every day because you have to edit it every day. But when I listen to the show, it is true that sometimes I laugh at things that we say to each other. And then also, I always am amused at what you leave in for your own voice and what you don't. And then I remember what you may have said off the air. So it's like, it's cute because I do think to myself, like, I remember what he said then. And then I can often tell because I'm laughing about something you said, but you may have not aired it, so people don't quite understand why I'm laughing so much. Mark and I have such a good time doing this show. It is by far the best thing I do. And, you know, I have to like kind of keep that a tiny bit of a secret to our community. I was talking on a Zoom with my boss at CBS. And, you know, I was like, oh, I love my job and the best thing. And I don't say like, oh, the absolute best thing in the whole world is talking to people on my own show. Because I don't think that he would appreciate that. But it is by far the most fun that I have all week long is talking to all of you and helping you make better financial decisions. But by now, you all know that I'm a voyeur. I love your stories. I like hearing what's going on. And so if you have a financial question, if something's going on in your life and you need a little of an assist, then Mark and I are here for you. We're both certified financial planners, and that means we like to take a holistic look at what's going on, but also we love your stories. So go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and then a form will pop up. You fill out the form, give us lots of detail, but if you're going to come on the air, then you don't have to give us as much detail. But if you're not going to come on the air with us, give us lots of feedback there because we just want to know what's going on. Today, we are on the line with Pam in Texas, and I hardly would have known you were from Texas, Pam, with that accent. So welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us what's going on. What got you to write to us?
Well, I've been listening to your podcast for about a month, and I just have a lot of big financial decisions to make right now. My husband passed away about 3 months ago.
Oh, no. So sorry.
Thank you. He had been sick for quite a while, so I'd been taking care of him for the last 4.5 years. Mm. But, you know, we're very lucky that he was a good financial planner. He took care of business. He always did the financial part. I did like the monthly bills and took care of the kids in the house. And he did all the finances, the investments and life insurance policies and all that stuff. And he did a great job. And so now I'm just left with, what am I supposed to do?
Oh,
so we have a lot of stuff.
I am so sorry. So Pam, first of all, let's start with some basics. How old are you?
I'm 54.
Oh my God, you're so young. Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. Do you have kids?
Yes, three kids. They are 25, 22, and 18.
25, 22, and 18. So are 22 and 25 launched or are they living with you?
25 is launched. 22 is still with me in the middle of college.
And 18 is what, senior in high school?
Yes, he's graduating in 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. My God. Okay. And is he heading off to college?
Yes, he is heading off to college.
Okay. Are 18 and 20, are they in public or private school for college?
The 22-year-old is in private, but she's living at home, so that helps with the living expenses. The 18-year-old is going to public.
Good. Well, at least you got off the hook on one of them. Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Okay. So let's now talk a little bit about, I know you've got a lot of different things going on. So how do you want to do? You want to tell me the story or do you want me to prompt you with questions? What would you prefer?
I can kind of tell you the story if that's okay.
Yep.
I will tell you that my husband left about almost $4 million in life insurance policies.
Oh my God. That's a lot.
So that's the money that I'm trying to decide what to do. I have talked to a financial advisor who's fee-based, so I feel good about that. What we kind of plan on doing is doing $2 million in stocks, dollar cost averaging in over the next 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
One of my questions was, he also wants me to do $1 million in a market-linked investment. So this is something that I'm kind of unsure about. It has a 25.5% cap and a 40% downside over 3 years, a call date each year. That was one of my questions on that.
Okay.
I will say I do have $1 million just in checking and savings just to be safe, having 3 years of funds, you know, just with the market going crazy, because I was used to having income coming in and I no longer have income coming in.
I got it. That makes sense.
So now what I have is what I have, and I think I'll go back to work at some point, but I haven't worked in over 25 years.
Well, they want you, baby. Yes. Everyone wants a body. So you're feel very good about yourself when you do that. Let me ask you a question. The kids' college money, is that part of the $1 million in that's in checking and savings, or do you have separate assets for that?
I have separate assets. I have 529s. There's about $354,000 in there.
Okay. So that's gonna cover it, you think, for them?
Yes, and they also have Texas Tomorrow funds.
Okay, great.
So their education is covered.
I'm gonna get back to this financial advisor in a second. Now let's just talk about the house. Okay. How much is your house worth, would you guess?
Between $650,000 and $700,000.
Is there a mortgage still outstanding?
No, it's paid off.
Paid off. Good. Okay. Have you gone through this exercise of figuring out how much money you need to live on? And I'm not talking about paying college, but I'm just saying, you know, just your ongoing needs, what you spend in a given month or year.
I would say right now, I would like about $15,000 a month, at least. I mean, you know, that I still have, I have a big house. I have other expenses that just, you know, maintenance expenses.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. And, you know, you want to, I mean, listen, sounds like you've gone through this horrible tragedy. We also want you to feel like you can do stuff now because you've been a full-time caretaker, it sounds like, for 5 years or so, which is exhausting. You never notice that. I know that always the patient gets all the attention, but I always think about the caretaker because it's such hard work. And boy, you've been through it, girl. You really have.
It's been tough.
All right, Pam, did your husband have a retirement account in addition to all that life insurance?
He did. Well, he had an IRA. It's kind of confusing. He had annuities.
Mm-hmm.
So there's $1.43 million in annuities.
Okay.
837 of that is non-qualified. 596,000 is in an IRA. Then there's a separate IRA that's about 372,000.
Game plan, just life game plan for Pam is stay in this house for a while, make sure these kids get educated, life is good. Do you think though that eventually, is there any idea about doing anything different in your life?
I don't want to stay in this house forever. It's a big house. So yeah, the maintenance on it is very expensive. Mm-hmm. Bills, electricity and stuff like that. So I know I do want to leave. I'm just trying to wait for my son to get through high school. And, you know, I mean, I'm having to make a lot of really hard decisions right now anyway.
Yeah, of course. So, I like the idea when there's something big like this that's going on to limit the big decisions, right? That we just want to like take a deep breath and, okay, let's not do too much at once. And obviously you and your kids have been through a lot. So that's important. If the money in the 529 plans is all used up, that's one thing. If it's not used up, is there any of your three kids you think maybe heading towards graduate school?
Yes, I think my son, he wants to be a physician. My husband was a physician.
Oh, so wow.
He wants to go on to medical school. My daughter that's 22 possibly may want to go on to be a nurse practitioner. So she'll need her master's for that.
Okay. So the money will probably get used up, the unused portion of the 529. And is it your intention to be able to pay for those graduate schools if you can?
Yes, I would like to.
What kind of doctor was your husband?
Internal medicine.
Mm. You know, it's amazing. He had a lot of life insurance on him.
His dad passed away when he was 47.
Oh.
So I think that's why he got so much life insurance.
That's so interesting. It is true. Like your experience does shape you for sure. So we talked about retirement with the annuities and there's an IRA account. And then how much in a brokerage account do you have?
About 1.3 million.
My God, you guys have a lot of money.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Not that it's like doing you any good right now. So I know you'd rather have the husband, not the money, but that you got a lot of money. Number one, I'm wondering the non-qualified annuity with $837,000 in it. Which insurance company is that held with?
Let's see. You said the non-qualified. Yep. Nationwide is okay. One of them.
When you showed this to this new financial advisor, you said fee-based, but that's not fee-only. I know you like this person, so I also want to be clear. I don't want to blow up all your plans. If you like this person, that's important. Tell me more about how you got this advisor.
Through my CPA.
How does this person would get a asset under management fee? In other words, the $2 million to dollar cost average, would it be into individual stocks? Would it be in stock mutual funds? Would it be stocks, bonds? What do you think the game plan is, or what is his or her game plan with that?
Individual stocks.
I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, really?
I got to tell you something. I really am not a fan of that at all, because I want you to get a second opinion on this, because your husband's a doctor. And the thing I love about doctors and their spouses that they don't get their, no one gets their nose out of joint. Good doctors always say, get a second opinion, because they're smart, right? They say, oh, you know what? It's good to have another set of eyes on it. We're going to get another set of eyes on your situation. Does this person charge a percentage of assets under management for as a fee? Is that the fee basis?
Yes. And it's
the percentage?
0.7%.
Okay. The linked, market-linked product, do you know that's just another annuity?
No.
Is my guess.
Well, I know it's through J.P. Morgan. It's like something to do with the bank.
Okay. So it's a J.P. Morgan market-linked product of some sort. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So usually when you have a product like that, even if it's backed by a bank, it usually has some insurance component to it. I'm not a huge fan of this. Without going into very specifics, I want to first tell you, you've got plenty of money, thank God. As you said, your husband has left you with a lot of money, but a lot of questions. I understand that too. But if we do like a rough balance sheet for you, you know, you've got the $4 million, you have money in brokerage, 4, 5, 6, like it's essentially $7 million about, okay? So if you think about it, if we just say $7 million, right? And we say, okay, what's 3% of that, okay? That's $210,000 a year. And the good news about that is that's kind of what you need. You need to be creating a couple $100,000 a year of income for yourself. And then you will be able to float that $15,000 a month. So you should be in. So the good news is you're in great shape. That's biggest picture you know, like in the, I always like to start with the very good news. Okay. So that is the good news. Thank goodness. Right. The second part is, how do we manage the money so that you can feel comfortable with the approach that someone is taking? My concern is, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe this product from JP Morgan is great. What I would love is if we got maybe a second opinion where we could find out if someone else who doesn't sell any sort of products that are linked to the place where they work, and see what their ideas are. Because in some respects, I'm sort of like, okay, first things first, let's take that non-qualified annuity and annuitize it and give you some income. Let's use that. You know, maybe that's a good place to start, that we start to empty that out, because there's going to be tax due on that anyway. So let's get that thing going. And maybe instead of having all that money in checking and savings, we can say, let's get $15,000, $20,000 a month out of this nationwide non-qualified annuity, so you don't have to worry about the markets and movement and all that. That to me seems like a good place to start. And then you allow yourself the time to have the money invested. I'm intrigued by the fact that someone wants to buy individual stocks for someone like you, when we could just buy a beautiful basket of index funds. And in many respects, I believe that people often think that, oh, I'm picking stocks, I can beat the market, but they can't. My best inkling around this is, I think your intuition is leading you to the right place, which is keep some money in cash, not $1 million, but I'm going to explain that in a second. Maybe annuitize the non-qualified annuity, because that has fees associated with it. So we might as well get the money out. And that will give you consistency of income, especially for the next year or so, right? We know that next couple of years, you know, you could use that essentially. You could say the next 3 or 4 years, I'm just going to empty out that annuity. They're going to withhold taxes on the way out. I'll get 15 grand a month net to me every single month. And then I'm cool for like 3 years. You could be getting that, which is great. And that lets you get your, you know, sort of like plant your flag of like, okay, let me kind of get myself together here and not, you know, feel so out at sea, because you'll have income and that'll make you feel better. And by the way, it's also kind of smart, because we're getting money out of a product that is expensive. That would be my thought. And then what I'd love to happen is to have someone else who is not selling any product at all give you an overview of what they think is important in terms of how to manage the money. I'm concerned that they didn't tell you to actually use the annuity you have before buying another product that has some sort of market linked mechanism to it. So that's like kind of my broad stroke. So I'd like to give you the name of somebody to talk to. And in fact, I'm going to give you the woman who I think at this firm would be very well suited to your personality, actually, as I know you now for how long have we been talking, Mark? Let's see, 20 minutes. So now that Pam and I've formed this very deep bond over the last 20 minutes, but I want another set of eyes on your situation. I really do. And then let us know how it goes. So number one, thank you so much for contacting us. But number two, I really am so sorry for everything you've gone through. And I want to make sure that we are taking, everyone in the business is taking good care of you. So thanks for hanging with us for a little bit and sharing your story. And we will definitely be following up with you. Okay. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you.
All right. If you, like Pam, have a big decision to make, we're happy to help you. But I also would like to point out that, and this is a situation where we just had an interesting conversation with somebody where one person in the couple is managing the money. This is very common. One is the money manager. One is the day-to-day. The two of you should be sharing information and making sure that there are some insurance policies, not life insurance, but I'm just saying there are some policies in place for like, what if I'm not the person managing the money? And what if I'm not the one paying the bills? Do I know where all the bills are? Do I know where all the passwords are? These are the kinds of exchanges of information we want to take place. Okay. So if you need some help, give us a holler, go to jillonmoney.com, click on the contact us button. Let us know if you'd like to come on the air. We would love to have you. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter, and do please leave us a rating and review on Apple. Okay, do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.